This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The East Troublesome Fire has prompted evacuations for areas on the west side of Estes Park. Grand County Sheriff Brett Sherotlin has also put the town of Granby on pre-evacuation status because of high winds expected this afternoon. He says yesterday was very challenging.
The growth that you see on this fire is unheard of. 100,000 acres, never ever expected. We planned for the worst. This is the worst of the worst of the worst.
Last night, dry timber and strong winds fueled the East Troublesome Fire and forced the nighttime evacuation of Grand Lake. Governor Polis is holding a news conference on that fire at this hour. It starts at 1:15 and will be streamed live at CPR.org. Meanwhile, the governor has reinstated a temporary hold on many evictions in Colorado. CPR's Curry Jones reports.
The moratorium is set to last for 30 days, and it adds more protections for renters on top of the CDC's nationwide order from September that forbids landlords from evicting anyone who can't pay rent due to COVID-19 hardships. Colorado's order goes a few steps further. For one, it says that landlords cannot remove tenants whose leases have expired. To qualify for protections, renters must be able to show that they are struggling financially from things like layoffs, business closures, or medical bills because of the pandemic. I'm Corey Jones, CPR News.
33 degrees with fog and mist in the Denver area. Tonight, a chance of a wintry mix. This is CPR News.